It doesn't take a hero to order men into battle. It takes a hero to be one of those men who goes into battle. This was a quote by Norman Schwarzkopf, an army general who led a coalition in the Gulf War. Many people's lives were lost in Operation Desert Storm to help Kuwait because Saddam Hussein accused Kuwait of draining crude oil from their border. In Desert Storm, many soldiers saved lives, and others were lost, like the 299 who died, but some saved lives and made a huge impact. In Operation Desert Storm, about 697,000 Americans took part in Desert Storm, and 299 people died. The collaborators to join America were NATO, Egypt, and some other Arab nations. They had all been stationed to the Saudi Arabia border, trying to stop Saddam Hussein from taking over Kuwait. Unfortunately, 49 people were missing in action. Lieutenant Colonel Mark Castle, a veteran of Desert Storm, recalls what he remembers of Operation Desert Storm. His team had a job of setting up the defense line in Saudi Arabia so they could try to take Saudi Arabia out into sea or neutralize them. It didn't go as well as planned and instead practiced drills, tactics, and cleaning out their guns. They were ordered to cross Iraq's border, and their new goal was to reach Jalaba airfield that they reached on the third day. Castle had said they had been driving blind because of all the sandstorms. They faced Iraq's tank, but they were easily defeated. He had one last assignment to go to Rumalian oil fields in southern Iraq. Castle says all of a sudden, the ground war ended. Filled with joy, they could all go home. All were filled with joy when the 100-hour ground war ended, but this was not the end of America's service to Kuwait. They had helped rebuild their city by setting up medical clinics, distribution points, and helping refugees. Kuwait thanked them by thanking the soldiers in the streets. Thanks to the soldiers in Desert Storm, the war had finally ended. They could all go home thanks to their hard work and effort. If you may know a veteran of any war or battle, you should thank them, because the quote I started this essay with was, "It doesn't take a hero to order men into battle. It takes a hero to be one of those men who goes into battle." The veteran you are thanking has done the same. They had the courage to stand to the challenge and help others while risking their own lives. Thank you to the hardworking men and women that became heroes during Desert Storm.